If you have watched the news for the last couple of weeks and months, there were basically three major topics. A, we have finally found a vaccine. B, America has a new president. And C, when will the hair salons open up again? Well, at least if you were in Germany, because the hair salons here were closed for the last 2 months during the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. This situation brought major challenges to the salons, and customer needs and wants have changed. Therefore, Kao worked with Hive researchers on an ethnography. Okay, wait. Who is Kao? What is an ethnography? And how does the outcome of an ethnography help you to innovate? Sandra, light us up.
We are experiencing a turning point. There is the time before the COVID-19 pandemic, and there will be a time after. We have quickly developed new routines to cope with the corona daily grind. Kao and Hive have taken a closer look at precisely those behavioral changes during the pandemic with the help of an ethnography to adapt Kao's innovation and business strategy as swiftly as we have ourselves as individuals during the past year.
Sandra, could you share some more information on the company Kao?
Kao is a Japanese chemical and cosmetic company headquartered in Tokyo with a subsidiary in Darmstadt, Germany, which has a long-standing partnership with Hive. One of Kao's divisions manufactures products for professional hair care, including the well-known brands Goldwell, Gool, and John Frieda. Goldwell is mainly supplied to hairdressers, to whom we paid a special attention during our joint project.
Within the project, we have worked with the innovation method ethnography. Can you explain a little bit more what that is?
A key advantage of ethnography is access to unfiltered information from experienced and highly involved users who are not influenced by the current state of research. In this process, consumer dialogue in online forums and in social media is analyzed by Hive researchers on a specific topic. Constanze Kaspar, innovation researcher at Hive, says, "For us Hive researchers, there is something magical about ethnography. No Hive method delivers deeper and more empathetic insights and is able to understand consumers or users as comprehensively. It analyzes what people, often under aliases, express publicly on the net without influencing them as researchers. This is why the ethnography is one of the most honest methods. Hive shares the most important insights from an ethnography with the client in form of storytelling. In addition, Hive identifies, validates, and elaborates so-called opportunity areas, which offer special potential for successful and truly customer-centric innovations."
Why is the difficult situation for hairdress salons in times of the COVID-19 pandemic of that great interest for Kao?
Hairdressers were forced to close during the first lockdown and finally reopened their salons under very extensive hygiene measures. In the second lockdown, hairdressers also had to temporarily hang up their scissors. Therefore, wild manes of hair, outgrown hairstyles, faded hair colors, and unkempt beards accompany both professional online meetings and private grocery shopping. Many of us are also familiar with the do-it-yourself corona hairstyle, made with household scissors or a razor. Some might not only know it by hearsay. As a supplier and close confidant of hairdressers, Kao has recognized that the hairdressing industry is not immune to change. The challenge was to identify and understand in order to keep Kao's innovation strategy on track. Karin Altmann, market researcher at Kao, says, "It has always been important for Kao to use methods in our innovation strategy that put the consumer first. In this project, I found it particularly interesting that the ethnography method is also suitable for highly topical discussions without having several years of social media data."
What was the overall goal of our common project, and which question did Kao wish to answer?
Developing a pandemic-compliant hygiene concept that can provide long-term support for hairdressers and their customers. Evaluation of a general behavioral change of consumers in the course of the coronavirus pandemic. Focus on altered routines in the hairdressing world. And the clarification of following questions. What do customers currently expect from hairdressers when they enter the salon? What problems are hairdressers facing in these challenging times? How can Kao support both the end consumers and the hairdressers? Kao wanted to look at consumers and hairdressers in different markets in Europe who were affected by the first wave with varying degrees of severity. Therefore, Hive conducted an ethnography in Germany and in Spain.
Okay, Sandra, we can't wait any longer and want to hear the outcome of the ethnography.
I'm sure you're curious about what insights the ethnography provided. Here are a few. One surprising finding was that Germans and Spaniards seem to be dealing with the COVID-19 differently. Three types could be identified. First, the safety maximizers, who want to minimize their risk of infection at all costs, even if this means restricting themselves to a large extent in everyday life and possibly imposing more measures than necessary. For example, safety maximizers disinfect everything that enters their sphere, their home, from the outside world, even packaged food. Some even set up a quarantine zone in their hallway where clothing is placed and where street shoes are disinfected. Second, the rationalists. They adjust their behavior regarding the pandemic as they see fit. This means they inform themselves through various media, take the opinions of experts seriously and act based on the information. Rationalists, for example, think that wearing masks is reasonable and important due to aerosol transmission. On the other hand, disinfection hands or objects is not very important to them, as in their view, smear infection is very unlikely. Third, the corona deniers, who consider all government measures excessive or do not recognize the seriousness of the disease. Spanish consumers appeared to consist of more safety maximizers, while German consumers were mostly rationalists. These changes in general consumer behavior inevitably lead to new consumer expectations for the hairdressing world as well. For example, some consumers expect a visible disinfection of scissors, combs, and other utensils, and carefully observe how hairdressers handle hygiene measures. If the measures are not implemented as expected, the salon might be avoided in the future. Our ethnography was able to identify the possible further developments of hairdressing trade and its needs, and each one holds new opportunities, development possibilities, and potential for hairdressers in the future. These will be evaluated, refined, and further developed by Hive and Kao.
What could we all learn from this example, Sandra?
In times of change, our spontaneity and flexibility are especially on demand. Those who act quickly are rewarded. At the beginning of the pandemic, we heard about successful companies which acted spontaneously and thus benefited from the crisis. Distilleries switched their production to disinfectants, tailors used masks in record time, and restaurants gave cooking classes via Zoom. Kao has also acted. Kao provided free hand washing and disinfection products as well as face masks to all employees worldwide, to certain consumer groups, including hairdressers, and to charitable organizations to protect their general health. The ethnography was exactly the right innovation tool for Kao. In order to offer hairdressers an innovative and helpless hygiene concept, a fundamental and in-depth understanding of consumer needs is required. This is the only way to develop tailor-made solutions. With the ethnography, Kao was able to get a deep understanding of the impact of the coronavirus on their industry, keeping their innovation strategy on track. To deepen the ethnography insights, Kao is planning the next step of its innovation journey. Interviews with hairdressers in Germany to better understand their concerns and obtain their perspective on the insights that we won in the ethnography.